Model love. Become the Christ. Christ means light. Be as strong and bright a light as you can if you would advance in this current opportunity to demonstrate what you came to learn. The opposite of light is darkness. Or death. Because of misunderstandings which your religions have created regarding death, I hasten to assure you that the experience you call death does not advance you to an eternally quiet, boring existence, as it is most often described in the name of the Christian religion. Heaven is not some continuing vacation land. We do not just play harps and wait for something to happen. We are vitally alive and involved for the Creator in many places with many assignments. It is a stimulating opportunity wherein you may continually advance and be used for higher and higher purposes. Think you that I am not serving the one you call God in greater and greater purpose? If you believe that all the dead are asleep until some far distant judgment day, you absolutely have the wrong picture and incorrect understanding of life and spiritual purpose. Therefore, I say that your deeds on earth do count, do assist in your future placement in the heavenly realms once you accept spirit into your life. Believe, then, in a constantly expanding universe with opportunity for all to learn and love, and do all you can to express love and give service on earth. This loving expansion makes heaven on earth possible, does it not? As we of the light help raise humanity and the planet into the greater heavenly realms beyond time, the light spirals everywhere. Are not the many mansions of the night sky shimmering and stretching from horizon to horizon? Yet you have only a microscopic view of the universe because planet Earth exists as a tiny suburb in the outskirts of the Milky Way. In the center of this throbbing galaxy lies the spiritual seat of power to which your small solar system gives allegiance, yet you know it not. But by trusting and following the Creator's will, you Earth children will have God's purpose unfold to you now in this present time, in its own way. Trust, dear ones. Trust. There is a plan and its hour is here. The event cannot be delayed. Finally, I wish to amplify to more words, dreams and prophecy, as they are also gifts to God's children far, far from home. 92. Dreams. Human beings have always had the power to learn and receive guidance through dreams. I smile when I hear uninformed humans say, "I never dream." Say instead that you have not chosen to remember your dreams and that will be the truth. For in all things you have free will and you must deliberately intend to remember dreams, just as you must request and desire anything you really want in life. All humans dream nightly for a variety of reasons, even if they don't choose to recall them. First and foremost, dreams are given for inspiration and remembrance of your true state in consciousness. They are a kind of interdimensional communication from your guides and teachers, or angels, to encourage and support your life's progress. Dreams are also symbols of self-understanding which can bring relief and release from pain, anxiety, and grief, from all earthly negative emotions as you experience these, day by day. When you have struggled in vain for answers to urgent problems or challenges, dreams can swiftly provide an answer that has eluded your conscious mind, that resistor of what cannot be seen by the five physical senses. In this way, dreams can assist your solution to problems which usually have a specific and perfect answer for all involved. They are given to those who ask and will truly implement higher guidance. Is heavenly insight not worth the trouble of encouraging and recording? For the dream can slip away in a yawn or the darkness of your bedroom before you can write it down, unless you persist with new habits of recording them and working with them later. You receive mail every day. Why not receive your nighty messages also and respond to them with the seriousness that dreams deserve? So begin to ask for dreams, men as well as women, even if it comes easier for some females of your species. Your goal is for each person, regardless of their physical sex, to have the balance of both male and female characteristics within them. For intellect alone is cold and unfeeling and rampantly endangers life as it blasts its bombs and tramples cruelly across Mother Earth. Spirit needs both the love and the wisdom aspects for perfect balance. The sun and the moon, intellect and nurturance, must be combined if your souls would find true peace. From this pure androgyny is peace born and spread throughout the ethers. Thus a male will combine the highest masculine and feminine qualities within himself for expression in life, and a female must do this also. Your world struggles now in this growth and understanding. It is not just the female's task to express love and build a balanced wisdom factor, but a male requirement, as well. For balance within self is the key. All must achieve balance, irrespective of the physical body being used, to attain spiritual self-mastery. Dreaming is, then, both practical and inspirational and is one of the tools given you, when God granted you a separate soul and you left the original mind of all, that unified home of all souls. As such, this gift from God should be used by all human creation, as a way of cleaning out negative emotions, of being guided in daily affairs, of learning the deeper truths about themselves and of growing spiritually. Since dreams come from another dimension, they are presented in symbolic format to prevent distortion by your conscious mind. And in fact, the process of sleep is not only to allow your physical body to rest and rejuvenate, but was created so the emotions could be cleansed and restored to harmony, too. These purposes of sleep and the understanding that your awareness can really leave its human flesh for excursions into higher portions of its consciousness in heaven, and with God, is not a widely held belief by your doctors, but it is one which would assist them in their understanding of the importance of rest, relaxation and de-stressing. For only when you choose to change the busy mental activity of your intellect can you escape the confines of earthly boundaries to learn and play in God's world. The time is coming when this will be clearer to all concerned, however, and health can be practiced in a more profound and holistic way. Because dreams are interpreted at a feeling level and thereby represent emotional guideposts, they bring greater peace and allow the elimination of the barriers to love's presence. In this dramatized capsule of guidance, dreams deliver a pictorial shorthand to help develop health. Since dreams exist in all cultures, you may be sure they are a way of bringing your human personality the awareness of itself in relation to spirit. Thus, if you feel confused about dreams and how to interpret them, look into your local community resources for those who have an interest in dreams and dreaming. Or simply begin the process of exploring your dreams by asking for inner guidance to help you. It is your willingness that establishes the avenue through which you know yourself and become more whole. Dreams, like symbolic movies, reveal your place, your purpose, and your progress in life. Use them, for they were given in love by the Great One who holds you in memory as once you were and who has saved your original kingdom in the holographic and electrifying flash of your creation. Let these capsules of truth help free you from the bondage of earth and the path you tread here. Like meditation, it is a time of listening and receiving. Be grateful you are not alone on your journey and that an eternity of caring surrounds you. Prophecy, the highest form of superconscious, or spiritual, contact is a vision of profound impact which smashes through the darkness of your awareness with such clarity that you will remember it lifelong. The feeling and power of visions are so intense, so real, that you are temporarily lifted from the limitation of physical senses and raised into audience with a higher form of spirit which is never forgotten. Anyone who has had such an experience holds it like a warm treasure in the heart. Visions are rare for most humans but will come more and more frequently in this new time. Also, it is important that you realize your meditations will bring more dreamlike states in which you are guided by us so your awareness can begin to blend heaven into earth's new reality, the fourth dimension. Therefore, even if you do not receive a major vision, be prepared to receive what you call precognitive dreams, or announcements of future events about which you had no prior knowledge in your everyday conscious mind. If warnings and messages of assistance are required because of sudden earth movements, catastrophe, or man-made war and devastation, you can be informed almost immediately within your own consciousness. Precognition, or knowing things in advance of their occurrence, will become more and more common for many of you. Again, accept this gift with gratitude, for its intention is self-preparation. Knowing a thing prior to the happening is a gift of your soul. You may recall in the various holy books of your world that prophecy was of paramount importance and the prophets were always harbingers of the events announced before their coming. and, I might add, generally not believed by the majority of humankind, shrunk as they were into the physical body and unable to perceive the light energy or power source of their own existence. Realize that in the new age the knowing of things generally considered unseen and unseeable will change, as heaven and earth blend together once more in the higher vibration of existence. Knowing, from your soul level, things which lie out of the range of the five physical senses will be more and more usual. It will be very natural for many to receive truth from what you refer to as psychic levels. There are a variety of ways to be psychic that are spiritually acceptable, the highest of which is communion with your soul and then to spiritual teachers like myself, through your soul's focus to us. In this coming time, therefore, there will be some prophets in all lands, describing events and circumstances which the physical body and the intellect cannot see or know, as they are in communication with us in your heavenly realms. There will be a variance in the quality of information received because it must filter through the particular human personality qualities in order to reach Earth's dimension. If you wish to receive the pure thoughts that will be given you, please remember to cleanse yourself of as many negative personality aspects as you can, for only in this way will you be able to receive them with the highest quality possible. As you meditate in weekly meetings with others like yourself who seek only love, this will provide a sanctuary for truth to dwell in more perfectly. By this process of mutual growth and sharing, much will be revealed before its time with reliability and accuracy. Do not be surprised if more appreciation of life and all that gives lasting meaning flows into your daily life henceforth. Perhaps you will hear celestial music or have poetry begin its joyful rhyme amidst your daily thought. The animals and the birds, all life, will feel the gentleness of your increasing love vibration and will respond in kind. If the hummingbird circles your head and then lingers a while in the whirling gyrations of wings to greet and bless you, let your heart be filled with joy and send a message of love back to this feathered one who acknowledged your light. And kill no thing that can be avoided. Remember God's commandment. Do not kill. And extend this as far as you can. If you must kill a fish or fowl, or a plant to eat for food, thank and bless it so that its existence will have been honored. Would you not want the same? Treat your own body lovingly and it will repay you with good health. Please honor God's creation of all life, from the tiniest blade of grass to an exploding nova. In honoring the cosmos you honor yourself, because life births out of energy into matter and back again. These earth rituals of life beginning and then transmuting into a different energy state are everywhere present around you with obvious reason. God is all, and God is in all. Therefore, salute yourself and all living things for the fascinating panorama you display in the universe. And, dear ones, you have only had a hint of what it is all about. So much is still ahead to be savored and appreciated. If you can but savor and appreciate what is before you here on Earth and in your own solar system. So to you light bearers of Earth, we thank you for your work and service to God and assure you, each one, that your names and deeds are known to us as you would know your own child. Never fear for your safety or your protection. We are with you always, especially through this present time of transformation, after which you will be reserved a new place. A greater opportunity to know heaven once again on a more intimate scale. Remember that this earth was intended to be the peaceful showplace, the jewel of your own solar system, and the most beauteous lady in this quadrant of the galaxy.